Hey guys, it's Annie Talk. And just when I thought we were safe from big BTS news.
Oh, great.
There's some of the biggest BTS news we've heard in a while.
Okay, so I don't know what it is. Is it finally confirmed that Namjoon has kid and wife?
No.
Just kidding.
No.
Just kidding.
Despite all of his baby shoes that he collects. No, that is not true.
All right.
It's more on the business side.
It's on the business
side. It's not the members. It's about Bang PD Nim. He's okay.
No. Oh, okay.
He's okay. But he's stepping down as CEO of HYBE.
Why?
Because they've merged with that other company.
Uh-huh.
And so he's going to let that CEO, Scotty, oh gosh, what's his name? Scooter Braun.
Scotty Scooter Braun. Wait, oh, they're merging with that company?
Yeah.
So I know that company.
That's the Justin Bieber company.
Yeah, from Demi Lovato. Because I knew who she was under.
Yes.
All right.
Well,
he, I've heard good and maybe some bad things about him. So.
Well, we'll see. And I feel like there's good and bad for everybody.
Yeah,
so.
I agree.
But that just blew my mind. I was like, what? That's like the end of a dynasty.
My BTS dad is gone.
Well, but here's the thing. It does say that he's going to stay on as the chairman of the board of directors.
Oh,
and he's still going to be very involved in like the creative direction of the company.
That's great.
And in music production.
That's great.
So I think that's actually good for him.
Because
he's like, okay, I've made my money. I'm done with the business side. Now I can kind of just enjoy the creative process again.
Yes, I think that's great.
So probably not the worst thing for
him. I think he was like leaving. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is going to be bad. But since he's not like leaving, I think that that's good. Because like you said, now he gets to enjoy the creative process.
Now here's the other thing, though. I do feel like HYBE, formerly known as Big Hit, is kind of like this baby or this child. And I'm kind of like, okay, but are you going to take care of this baby? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, please be careful with our baby that we've created. So, I don't know. I guess this happens with all companies at some point.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. He can't be CEO forever.
Mm-hmm.
They've talked about this before, but the way that he worked was super successful in basically focusing on one group and then expanding. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that itself is like what made him like big.
Yeah.
Because a lot of like other companies will make multiple groups and try and do multiple things for those multiple groups, but he focused on BTS, and until BTS was successful, then he came out with TXT.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then he bought other companies.
Yeah.
And then he bought a US company, like, you know what I mean? Like, it
well,
just kept building.
And here's
on top.
The thing is, like, HYBE, the Korean side of HYBE is still going to have its own CEO. And that's going to be Park Jae-won, who we've kind of heard about. Well, I mean, in some of these articles, I really heard his name when they were going to do that public offering, their IPO. Remember when they were going to start selling like HYBE stock or Big Hit stock? That's when I first saw his name. So he's going to step into Bang PD Nim's role as CEO. But then Scooter is going to co-chair the American side with somebody else. Oh, it says Lenzo Yoon. So anyways, I just thought that's crazy. Yeah. Ariana Grande is part of that.
Yeah.
That SB label thing that Scooter runs.
And like I said, Demi Lovato is now. So they have big names.
Yeah, they have really big names.
And you know what? Like, those are people who A, want freedom in their music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that could give potential groups under HYBE and stuff more freedom, because I know that a lot of like I know as a K-pop fan, that's something that I've always wanted from K-pop groups, mm-hmm. is for them, like, whether, it also depends on whether they want to or not, but if they want to, like, I've always wanted them to have more freedom with more
well,
stuff.
And speaking of, I think as an artist,
mm-hmm.
I would definitely be saying, well, how is this going to affect me?
Oh, yeah.
Because I do feel like, especially for BTS, they were at the point with Bang PD Nim where they were really calling the shots with him.
Yep.
And he was like, okay, like, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm like, are they still going to be able to do that?
With
or are people going to step in and be like,
no,
this isn't working. Let's change this. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see something different. I don't know what's going to happen.
I hope that they don't change that.
Why?
I think that BTS, honestly, like, especially as they gain more popularity,
they'll still be able to do whatever they want.
I hope so. And I think that if they don't, then they'll just be like, okay, well, then we'll just do this on our own. You know what I mean?
I also hope that it preserves their financial security. Like, it doesn't restructure their contracts and they, like, lose money or
something. Like, their profit starts to go down and stuff.
Like, their percentage of what they make. The other thing to remember, too, is with the IPO, Bang PD Nim made sure to take care of the boys, and he gave them like a large share of shares.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
I mean, I don't want to say like you owe anyone anything, but I think that the fact that BTS like was part of the reason that HYBE became so successful, it's kind of in their name for them to like help to take care of them. To help the boys at least.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
And I think what I heard maybe a couple months ago was Bang PD Nim was one of the wealthiest people in Korea at this point.
Yes!
Because he's done so well. So maybe that's the reason why he was okay with kind of stepping down. He's like,
he's kind of made his
set. Mark. Yeah. Now let me go back to the things that I really love so I don't have to do all the business stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a pretty great deal.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good. Like, he had to work up to this point so that way he could be like, okay, well, now that I'm secure, let me go back to doing, like, the creative process.
I hope that we see an interview with him.
I hope so too.
In the next couple of years. Like, walk us through this whole
crazy journey.
Yeah.
Like, that was his life. That is his life. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Imagine saying, I made BTS. I made BTS.
Do you know BTS?
I made them.
Okay, so that's just the only thing that I wanted to tell you. So we'll have to watch that. I think that's super important.
You scared me. I thought it was something bad.
I'm sorry,
like,
I told you it wasn't.
Yeah, but just the way that you were acting, I was like,
you know what I just thought of?
What?
What we should do on our next podcast.
What?
Is we should ask Alexa questions about BTS.
Oh,
and see
my
what
God.
She says.
We've tried to do something like that before. Like, we asked for Jaehyun's birthday, and she was like, she says something.
She can't recognize our voices. Like, she does not understand us.
Because we sound like Alexa.
You know what else I keep wanting to say? I wonder if we confuse our listeners because we sound so much alike.
Yes. There are times where I listen to us and I'm like, that was me talking, but I sounded like you.
Oh my God.
Sorry, guys. We should, like.
Maybe
Aaliyah is talking.
Maybe
hello.
I'll get a voice changer. You know
a
what
voice
I mean?
Changer, so that way my voice sounds different from yours.
Okay, anyways, big news. Go share it with all your ARMY friends. Keep watching the headlines. Let's see how this develops. And, yeah, I guess that's it. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.